Hi, I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf Daf and Practice Series. In today's Daf, Brachos Daf Gimel, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Gemara briefly discusses the great significance of answering Geheshme Rabba in Kaddish. There's an all too common occurrence in shuls, in which there are multiple people who are reciting Kaddish, and while there's one person who's fluent with the Aramaic, who's able to fly through Kaddish, there are others who are either trying to concentrate more on the words, or perhaps aren't that fluent with the language, and they struggle to keep up that fast-paced Kaddish sayer. And the question for everyone else in shul is, who are they supposed to answer Amen to? Who are they, which Kaddish are they supposed to answer Yehi Shmei Rabba to? And as one can assume, this is not a new question. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Nun Hei, Sifchat Din Daled, quotes that Halachas Ketanos. It really asks this question. He says, "Kisheshnayim ogim lomrim kaddish yachad." If there are three people, two or three people are saying kaddish together, ve'echad makdim, but one person is going quicker. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Halachas Ketanos that makes a distinction that if all the people saying kaddish are roughly ending off around the same time, toch kedei dibur of each other, then you can answer amen, and it goes on everyone's kaddish. However, continues the Mishnah Berurah, that if there's a hefsek, if there's a break between one person getting to an amen and another person's kaddish getting to an amen, you should really answer amen to each one separately, which is very difficult. It's very difficult for anyone in shul to trying to keep track of where everyone is saying kaddish at different places, where they're up to, and to answer amen to each one. But I saw some that tried to reference a Shari Tshuva in Siman Nun Vav that perhaps argues on this. He quotes from the Birkei Yosef, from the Chida. In fact, quotes from Mari Mocho, that if you have multiple people saying Kaddish, says one person starting Yiskaza, the other person's ready up to Bechayecho, and you can't answer Amen to each Kaddish, you should find the first one that said Kaddish, the first one who started the fastest Kaddish, and answer Amen and Yehi Shmei Rabba to that Kaddish. Which, in a sense, makes it simpler for the congregation, for everyone in Shul, just answer Amen to the first one, and for the stragglers, we have to feel sorry. But the truth is that if you have a close reading of the Birkei Yosef, it doesn't seem that he's addressing our situation. Rather, he seems to be talking about a scenario, perhaps like the Kotel, when you have multiple minyanim in one area. To quote, if you're davening in the sanctuary of the shul, beis u'shloshim mekomos, in two or three places, it seems there are two or three minyanim going on in the same room. And you're able to hear two people from two different minyanim reciting Kaddish, but they didn't start at the same time. In that case, the Birkei Yosef is saying that the first person that started Kaddish from that minyan, that's the Kaddish that you should pay attention to, and ignore the other minyanim, the other Kaddishes that are going on. But in our case, when you're in one shul, one minyan, and everyone's saying the same Kaddish, that the Birkei Yosef wasn't talking about. And therefore, we would really have to revert back to the psak that Halachos Ketanos says, that Mishnah Berurah quoted earlier, that it's really most appropriate that when you're in such a minyan, and it happens all the time, that there are multiple people saying Kaddish, and they're going, unfortunately, at different paces, you should try to answer Amen to each person's Kaddish. But obviously the best would be that everyone saying Kaddish would say it slow enough or quick enough to keep up pace, that all the people saying Kaddish would be able to say it together, so everyone's Amen could be on all the Kaddishes.